You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast. My name is Mike Larkin, and joining me today, she's in a little old contest that we got going on here in LFC. LFC's Goddess Among Us, one of the great contests that featured money, it features prizes, it features a whole lot of ching ching with some bling bling, the one and only fetish model that is Miss Whitney Morgan. How are you, Whitney?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I am happy. I'm good. I'm happy to have you on the show. I got to say, what's great about this, folks, and I'll say this about the contestants in this Goddess Among Us contest. We have our LFC alumni. We may have some LFC prospects, but we have some of the great contestants like a Whitney Morgan, who is doing her thing on the fetish modeling front, doing her thing in customs, and really, all in all, provides a great plethora of content with the variety that she has. So I got to say kudos to you, ma'am, and welcome to the contest.
Thank you. I mean, I would love to be in the Lingerie Fighting Championship, but I'm too fragile. Someone would break me in half in the first 30 seconds.
Okay, well, we'll start it off hot there, ma'am. I was about to say, since with your fragile self, and we're not talking about Fraggle or Fragile Rock up in here, put a little twing to it, a little flip the script on you. But what I got to say about it, too, is I love that, too, as well, because I've always said this about the product, whether it's physicality or not, if you got that real deal sex appeal, you could find ways to be involved with LFC, much like you are right now with the Goddess Among Us contest. So I want to pull up the page for everybody, because for those who haven't seen it, this website is absolutely fantastic, and it's something that a lot of people should go out ahead and vote. Get yourself a vote on for Whitney Morgan over here. Boom. So there she is. Boom. We have the great photo here, the red dress rocking it. The tats are sporting. Love it. We got a nice little profile pic here. But when you go down, folks, you get the little bio and you get your turn-ons and turn-offs. And I got to talk about this because what's really great about the LFC universe is we get to know a lot about through this platform and many platforms about our contestants and our overall talent that we have here. So let's talk about this here, Whitney. Turn-ons, tattoos, boom, chivalry, guys who wear makeup and nail polish, foot worship, tickling, vor exhibitionism, choking, and spanking. Let's talk about that here. Because
where do you want to start?
Where do we want to start? And what I love about you here, too, is, folks, is you have someone like a Whitney Morgan who this is your specialty. This is your overall accoutrements, if you will. So let's talk about it here. I want to bring up chivalry first and foremost because chivalry, number one, is not dead. But God dang it, man, I love that. I love that appeal right there. You have me go.
It's not dead, but it's rare.
It's very true. But I also look at it like this. What I love about it, too, is as well as I think it's just that we were taught being very proper and stuff. What's very interesting, too, is if you look at society today and how like the dating realm is, so to speak, for those who are doing their thing thing and playing the field, so to speak, it's almost like you're a simp now for a guy for nowadays. If you want to treat a woman like, you know, like a gentleman, like a very
respectful
person.
There's a difference. I was having a conversation the other day that there's a difference between like simping and the golden retriever boy, which is like the new sensation of boyfriend. I'm like, a golden retriever boy is not a simp. He just wants to like please you. He's happier there. He's happy to have you. He's not like, yes, mistress. Like there's differences.
I think the best visual, much like Whitney just stated here, folks, is it's not the type of vibe. It's more of like, you know, the gentleman, the overall charm, if you will. Dare I say?
Yeah.
Exactly. But people don't see that. And it's very funny with me today's generation, as you and I are both, I'm going to say this, I just turned 32 last month, folks. And I got to say, first and foremost, I'm in the 30s. I just passed the dirty 30, but I'm going up there in the 30s. You really do learn a lot as you get to your 30s. I will say that.
I don't want to hear it.
You know what?
I just turned 39 3 months ago. I had to do some math in my head right there. 3 months ago.
Well, first of all, ma'am, happy birthday to you and God bless you. Wonderful. But no, that's, I got to say, first and foremost, 32, 39, the best thing about us as we get older, folks, we never stop learning and the grind never stops. That's, but I got to say, no, but you're looking good for 39, folks. You're looking amazing as you always do, ma'am. Let's put this over here.
I've got a good surgeon.
All right, well, that goes into the contest in itself, Whitney, because goddesses come in many different forms, and you, ma'am, do fit under the realm of the goddess way, as all women are queens, as we bow to the goddesses. for you, let's talk about this contest kind of being like a hand in glove for you. What kind of gravitated you towards this Goddess Among Us contest? Because God dang it, folks, it is something for our sore eyes, and damn it, it's great to be a part of the LFC during this time.
I like that a lot of it was focused on more realism of females. It wasn't just like there's a lot of cover model contests out there that are based simply and solely on beauty. This seemed to delve a little bit deeper as to, you know, our aspirations, our hobbies, the good things we do, not just a pretty face. And it was internationally, it wasn't focused on just one specific region. So it added a little bit more spice to life with all that. So well, I'm happy to be part of it and participating.
Well, just like the Spice Girls once said, you got to spice up your life a little bit. And we most certainly are. And I like how you brought the international front too. We have a queen from South America. We're talking about Africa, Asia. Like, we talk about goddesses, and what I also love about it as well, I just had Sean Donnelly, LFC CEO, on the show, and we were talking about it. He made it as clear as day, plain as day, if you will, how many women, goddesses come in many different forms. It doesn't matter if you got the curves, the word spins, the verb, like your Blackstreet back in 96, no diggity, no doubt. It doesn't matter if you're just overall having that sweet, sweet fantasy baby like your Mariah Carey back in 95. There's many different ways of
now helping. You're showing your age.
I don't care. It's good shit, people. Look it up, folks. If you don't like it, Google it, baby. But no, exactly. But no, at the end of the day, like you mentioned there, it comes from a different internal and external beauty and all around foundation that is a woman. Mm-hmm. You have to view it from the art form that it is, like in any craft, right?
Exactly. That's what I like about it. You guys are doing something different.
And I got to say, what you have been doing, ma'am, let's talk about this fetish modeling side of things, because what I love about it too, as well, is there's uniquenesses, there's preferences. Some say, dare I say, let that freak flag fly. But at the end of the day, as long as you're just not only being true to yourself and really opening up and expanding your horizons, it's something that's wonderful to really pursue. Even if you don't try it, you know, then you won't know. So I wanted to ask you about the fetish modeling.
That's what I always tell people. Like, you never know if you're going to like something until you try it. It might seem weird or freaky, but guess what? A lot of people like weird and freaky.
Right. I mean, tickling and spanking, a lot of people would just say, oh my goodness. But at the same time, like, it's a great market. It's something that a lot of people from a categorical side of things, people love it.
I mean, even personally, a lot of things that I had no idea that even A, existed, or B, were really like actual kinks, like tickling specifically. I had no idea it would be something that would be a turn on for me, or that I would like on a personal, more sexual or sensual level, until I experienced it on film with friends and fellow talent. And I'm like, oh my God, this isn't just like, oh, tickling, it's basic. No, I'm like, oh no, this is like a whole body high. It feels good. You're all tingly, adrenaline's rushing. You're forced to smile. So there's serotonin boosting. I'm like, a lot of things that came out just because I tried it. And even though at first I thought, nah, this is just basic. Like, again, foot worship, another one. I'm like, nah, you know, it's just, it's doing the act on film. It's like, oh no, this is nice. I can get used to this. And I think that's it for a lot of people and a lot of fetishes and a lot of turn-ons. You might not think you're going to like it until you try it. And if you don't like it, you never have to do it again.
This is true. And I mean, I look at it like this. Like, I remember when I was a kid and True Life on MTV had, like, I'll give you another example of stuff that's very popular. True Life, I'm a Dominatrix, and they showcase being the mistress, being everything that goes into it. It's like, you learn a lot that goes into how dominatrix is and how the mistresses is, how the doms are. It's very fascinating. And I think watching that really gives you a whole respect and appreciation for what the doms do, number one. But number two, it's interesting. It's something to spice up, like we mentioned earlier, but it works. There's something for everybody. It's amazing to see.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I couldn't get enough of it. I'm happy. I've been in this industry for 21 years now.
Which, first of all, God bless for the amount of time that you've been in there and the experience and everything that you've obtained. Now, growing up and doing like modeling stuff like that, doing the fetish modeling, it's crazy to see. And I think a lot of people, how back in the day and how society has evolved in a way, we're more normalized about, with the addition of OnlyFans and many vids and many different adult content creations. It's amazing to see how some stuff that used to be taboo has now become more normalized and more like appreciative. But also at the same time, it's a business and people need to realize at the end of the day, business and acumen and everything that goes into it, even if you may not agree with it, at the end of the day, you're treating yourself like a business, representation of your presentation.
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of girls complaining about how so many people just want to collab, back to back, not understanding, like, okay, after you've had this 6, 7, 8, 10, maybe even 12-hour shoot day. It's not like you get to go home and go to bed. It's like, okay, well, you got to unload all your belongings, all of your content, dump your content on your computer, dump your content on an external hard drive, back it up. And then the whole editing process, people think it's something that's just, oh, quick, just throw it up on the internet. It's like, no, there's so much more that goes into it. It is a full-time job. In fact, it is more than a full-time job. I've had 9-to-5 jobs whilst still doing this. And at least when I walk out of the door at my day job, I come home, I turn it off. I don't have to deal with any of that. This, it's like, okay, well, shit, while I'm on here, I've already gotten, I don't even want to count how many Instagram comments, and I got to go check that, make sure that's right, make sure nobody said anything inappropriate on there, delete that, make sure the sale went through, make sure somebody doesn't have a problem with a custom. It's like, it is, you eat, sleep, and dream your entire job. It's a 24-hour job.
No, I'm right there with you. I can count on the 8 years that I've been doing this. Like, it's funny, like, I worked morning shifts, night shifts, much like anybody else would do, the normal 9-to-5s, hell, even sometimes till midnight. But at the end of the day, this was the ultimate grind. Like, you grind with customs and everything. We all have our grind. What I appreciate that too, as well, is not just from the world of content creation and just the overall entrepreneurship, if you will, but at the same time, it's you knowing your worth and you're betting on yourself. And sometimes that bet is really worth it, you know?
Absolutely. And I will say, it is, as much as OnlyFans kind of has been a double-edged sword for a lot of us that are veterans doing this, it has brought about a much more understanding and an open mind and kind of opened people's eyes up as far as it being a job and normalizing it. So, I mean, I will say that's good, as much as people might just think it's something easy and girls are just playing on their phone all day for there, at least it has normalized it a little bit, where if, you know, somebody asks me when I'm flying somewhere, what do? Content creation, adult content creation. It's not like, oh, I want to change my seat. More often than not now, people are intrigued and want to know a little bit more.
Right. And I think I could speak for myself, and I think a lot of gentlemen that think with my mindset, I've always been fascinated by the fact of, and I would never be like that, but oh my God, I have to get away from this, much like you said, like it used to be back in the day, whether you're on planes or different types of transportation. I look at it nowadays where it's just like, all right, man, you like this, you like that, that's fine. And I think not only have we become more content and more open to it, but I think at the end of the day too, it's some things that maybe we have in here that we finally get to express and put out into the forefront, which you should, because honesty not only is the best policy, but at the same time, man, you never know the interactions and the relationships and friendships that come as a double-edged sword to boom, you know, just really having that interaction with somebody about what you like.
It's true, 110%, you're right.
And I look at it like this. Well, let me tell you something a lot of people should like, and I see you definitely like it by what you get to see as the body, as the temple, and the body as the overall canvas. You, with the canvas that is the tattoo, I got to say, first and foremost, the ink is amazing. We got to put over the tats over here, because when I was a kid, I remember I have 3 tats on my entire body. I got one as a cross, and I got 2 pieces dedicated to my grandfather. But you love the tats. I love everything about it that goes into it. Let's talk about the fascination and the addiction that is tattooing, because once you start, you can't stop.
So ironically, I did start and I stopped at a much younger age. I got a hell of a mistake tattoo on my lower back. And then it had a cover up immediately when I turned 18, had somebody start to cover it up. And that got ruined to another horrific, not as bad, but a pretty bad tattoo as well, that I kind of just said, to hell with this. Not even going to bother. I just won't show my backside very much, even though I really like my bottom. and then through the years, I would kind of try to test the waters with tattoo artists and go in and say, I want this small thing. Like, I had stars on, I still have them, stars on my hips, to see like, okay, well, is this a good vibe with this tattoo artist? Can I sit here for hours on end while getting tattooed and they're gonna be okay with what I do for a living? Which ironically, there are a lot of them out there that, even though they work in what would also be considered a taboo industry, some of them have families, and this is, you know, tattooing a porn girl or a dominatrix or a fetish model is still a little eh. So I finally bit the bullet and went on a recommendation from another fetish model/performer in the Orlando area on an artist, and I went in to have a small thing covered up. Because the other mistakes, you know, you don't make just one mistake in this.
No, not at all.
He saw the monstrosity that was my lower back tattoo. So I thought I was going to go in maybe 45 minutes, an hour, and almost 6 hours later, we were close to covering up the monstrosity that was my lower back tattoo. And after having found an artist who tattoos a lot of wrestlers as well. The WWE headquarters are here as well. One of them, I don't know much about wrestling, but he tattoos a lot of the wrestlers. And having finally found someone that I trust, I can sit there for, you know, half a day and, you know, we continue to have fun conversation and get along. And he does a great job. I'm like, well, you know what? Let's just go crazy. I've always wanted this. I just never found anybody that I trusted. And then COVID hit and both of us had a lot of extra downtime. So all of this came about within a couple of years. It hasn't been like a lifelong thing. It's literally been 4 years that the majority of my body got tattooed.
But I think what I love about it too as well is, and first of all, shout out to the WWE Performance Center, O-Town, Orlando, Florida, up in here. Yes, I knew where you were going with that. But no, I applaud it. No, I mean, what I do really enjoy about O-Town.
I met some of them.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk. We'll go here then, man.
I don't know any of their names. No, we're not going there. I don't know any of their names. I just know they've been in his studio before. And I'm like, that guy looks familiar.
Fair enough. But no, you're not going to disappoint the wrestling fans that do listen to this, because we get to see a lot of great wrestlers that have been in LFC. And we'll touch base more about that off camera so I can fill you in. I got your back. So anyway, I digress, folks. Back to the fact of tattoos is where it's at. It's the place to be. The overall body being the canvas and just the overall story that really touches from the skin, from the body, from the chest. Everything has a meaning on one's body, right? We're like the illustrated men, illustrated women, the whole nine will be here all day. But what I really do appreciate about the fact that we get to see with this badassery also showcases a lot of sensuality, external beauty, and also at the same time, who doesn't love a good ink chink like we've seen with ink magazines? Inked is one of the greatest things to see, number one, but also number two, It's a culture, it's a subset, but it's a great demographic to really hook people in, because there's a lot of unique people that really have their stories told within their bodies, right?
There's a lot of stories going on here, a lot.
A lot. Well, that's the thing. We wouldn't have shows like Ink Master or Tattoo Nightmares if we didn't have those stories, right?
I applied to Tattoo Nightmares multiple times with the horrible lower back tattoos, and they never heard anything. But I tried.
Fair enough. But no, I also look at it from a stance too as well. It's like, not only do you only have like tattoos, and do you also do this from the modeling side of things? I would gotta say you're more like a Jill of all trades, Miss Whitney Morgan, because god dang it, man, like baker, like you cook, you got cookies, you got cupcakes. Let's talk about this bacon thing, man.
I think it's my ADHD. I get too bored with one thing, so I gotta keep spreading out.
Fair enough, but I think that's awesome. Get some nice sweets, get some nice bake experiment in the kitchen, so to speak.
The more so of branching out with the baking thing was also a COVID thing. A lot of times when I have models, like I'll host models from out of town if they, you know, they want to stay with me extra bed and bath and privacy, or, you know, I have shootout days where there's a bunch of us here and obviously people are going to get hungry. So I always used to make the initiative for there to be goodies and snacks and stuff and, you know, fresh foods. And especially sometimes girls would have food allergies, you know, gluten, dairy, et cetera. So I would do things myself to make sure that I suited people's allergy needs, or if there was something in particular they liked, like red velvet cake, sure, I'll make some red velvet cake cookies. So when COVID hit, it was boring. I was bored and have had a few people ask me about stuff. And I said, I guess, you know, I could ship that, I guess. Why not? And it just ended up being a fun pastime, an extra amount of income that I didn't really expect to have. That was actually fairly decent as much as I was baking. And I knew that I was at least, you know, warming people up with something yummy when they got it in the mail.
Well, that's what happens when you're a man. The one way to get us is through our stomachs, folks. And I mean, I love the fact, yes, but I love the fact that you also get to add that to your repertoire, because I mean, if you have not only just cooking, but also from feeding and just the overall food, the overall mangia, if you will, to use the Italian phrase, it's something that really is not only warming for everybody, but at the end of the day, who doesn't have a good sweet tooth? Who doesn't have this or that? It adds a lot more to the overall repertoire that is your overall being and your talents, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of tapered off from it a little bit because, you know, I packed on a few pounds from that especially. I'm like, oh, well, I got to taste them, obviously. I can't ship them out without knowing what they taste like. Or, oh, that one broke. Or, you know, oh, well, I made too many and they just won't fit in the packaging.
Well, let's put this out here, folks. Whether it's, I don't care what it is, poundage or whatever, you are fly no lie, ma'am. So y'all get to see this beauty right here on camera.
Again, I got a good surgeon.
Oh my goodness, no. But I think what's great.
That was my almost 40th birthday present. I'm like, we're going to do some work.
Oh my goodness. I love the rawness and I love the honesty, but no, I mean, but
if
I think
I'm anything, I'm honest.
Very, very true, man. Very true. But I think what else that we can be very honest about within today's forum, I got to put this over because you and I were talking about this from the music side of things, the genres, if you will. We're going to talk about Marilyn Manson up in here, man, because I, as a kid growing up in the 90s, we're going to touch upon this. We're all stars now in the Dope Show, Personal Jesus, Disposable Teens, the beautiful people, which also relates to wrestling, because for those that don't know, that was actually the theme song for SmackDown back in the day. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. And This Is the New Shit was also involved in professional wrestling. Kaboom, kaboom. We could be here all day with Marilyn Manson things, but I've always enjoyed his videos from the different art interpretation and everything.
There's a new goth band taking over the wrestling stuff now too for that. So.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I will say this, from Marilyn Manson and onward, I think what I've always enjoyed about him, not just the videos and interpretation side of things, but only badass and kick-ass music. Like, for me, you could give me Tainted Love all day. Like, I love Soft Cell, but that Tainted Love video, that cover is amazing.
I love it. I've actually always wanted to do, like, a female parody of that. I haven't really, you know, gathered enough girls that would be down with it. But, I mean, it's still, it's going on up here. I got places to shoot it and everything. I just got to get enough girls involved.
True. And I think not only just the time period of when Marilyn came out, but I mean, you look at the late 90s and the 2000s when you had Korn and many great groups and rock bands coming out, yeah. Different genres of different subsets. But he just, it's that gravitational pull, man. He hooked you right into everything.
Yeah, it's because he was different. And again, more accepting of everybody as well. It wasn't a your typical cookie cutter pop bands or anything like that. It was someone who really made anybody of any age, sex, race, just made you feel included. All the outcasts, dare I say.
No, I think what's great about that too is as well is not only the variety and how there's something for everybody. I was, the best way I can describe it, like I think in school, and I've always, we've all can perceive this, and I think a lot of the listeners can go about this. We were always kind of like, some of us were like the get along gang. Like for me, I can especially try, I got along with everybody. Didn't matter if it was the goths, the this, the that, and the different cliques. I've always looked at it from the individual standpoint. It's like, okay, so-and-so's got an outerwear, put on some chains, put on some nail polish, like you mentioned, the guy liner, if you will. It's like, all right. Dude just likes what he likes. It's cool. It doesn't make you judge. You have to look at it like that. And I'm serious. This is not just to be like an after school special, folks, but people are going to be people. Let them fucking rock it.
It's true. People are just, you know, life's too short to discriminate. Everybody just do whatever they want and have fun with it. Within reason, I mean, but you know.
Oh, of course. Of course, within reason, yes, ma'am. But no, I think I can also respect that too. Like, if you look at the turn-ons as well with Whitney and the Goddess Among Us folks, like the nail polish, I gotta say, it's something cool. There's something about the dudes with the nail polish on, or just that aesthetic, that look, it goes, it fits, right?
I again, I blame Manson for that. It's his fault.
No,
and you know, him and having all the posters and everything through puberty, it broke me. Yeah.
No, I can respect that too. I mean, we've all. With the broking of Marilyn Manson. Okay. But no, that's the thing that goes into it, man. And I think what I also enjoy about it too, as well, is not only with the line of work that you do, and we've touched upon this, but I mean, first of all, God bless to you and your partner, much love and respect, but the fact that he gets to film and be involved in that, and just the acceptance and the love that you two have for your work is, I think, is wonderful.
You know, the crazy thing is most of the partner, they don't want to do it. It's a back and forth thing. It's a combination of I'm afraid I'm going to screw up and then you're going to be mad at me, or I've worked all day, which I understand you've worked all day, but I'm like, custom needs to be done. I don't trust anybody else to run camera.
But I really love that too, is just because not only the fact that he's involved, but the level of acceptance. And I think that's just a great part.
It's rare. It is really rare.
It is. And I think it's rare, but it's good. And sometimes rareness really is good because you get to see that level of understanding that goes into it, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been together for 16 and some change years now. So, you know, we've been through thick and thin, fought, you know, had to grab great communication, figure things out, come to terms, you know, have a good balance of everything. But I mean, for a lot of people out there, it does not make it that long. And I think, you know, it just, if you're meant to be, you're meant to be. So. Yep.
I agree with that. And I think not only does this industry bring a lot of people closer together, but what it really does is as well as it brings a community for people who don't know it right into the fold. And I always equate it with LFC. Like, you look at how we had the lingerie football league with badass women playing football and lingerie, but also with LFC, it's a little bit of MMA, a little bit of wrestling. And it's like, fuck, we got the real deal sex appeals, but we also got badassery and kick-ass people all on their own. And I think what a lot of people love about it too, is not only the L being lingerie, but I'll ask you, because from your view, yes. From your beautiful imagery, there was a point before the duh, ma'am, I like your style. But before the duh, the beautiful imagery that is lingerie, like for you, let's put it in front of here, man. We've seen you in many different great photos and different great lingerie and sex appeal type of vibes. I want to ask you, Whitney Morgan, what is some of your favorite type of lingerie? Because there's so many great lingeries out there that really exudes and accentuates the overall beauty that it is.
Like brand or like?
Well, we could go brand. Yeah, we could go brand. We could start with brand. Go with brand.
I know everybody's like insane about the Honey Birdette stuff lately. I got to say, without fail, I have had Fredericks of Hollywood stuff. I know they're not at brick and mortar anymore, but you can still get their stuff online. I've had Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie that has lasted me my entire career now without falling apart, ripping anything, like just between being definitely bedroom wear, not your typical bra panty kind of set, and durability. I will buy anything from Fredericks of Hollywood hands down before anything else. As far as a more luxury brand, I love Dita Von Teese's lingerie collections. They definitely fit more like curvature style versus, you know, super thin, real thin kind of girls like that. So since I am a little bit more on the curvy side, love her stuff, and love that there's always a huge selection of garters and stockings. I love garters and stockings, and it's always hard to find them to match stuff. Normally you can get bra and panties or one pieces, but never like a full set with garters. And I love stockings too. Love pantyhose. I love all kinds of lingerie, if I'm going to be honest. Like, I have an addiction. It's kind of bad.
It is, but I think with every addiction, if it's for a good cause, I mean, who doesn't love not only sexy lingerie and just the overall outerwear, but if it's something.
It's a write-off.
It is a write-off, yes. At the same time, it helps. Like, it does help with everything. And I mean, for us men, I'm going to say right now, it doesn't matter what lingerie you put off. If it's a little silk, if it's a little leather and lace, it doesn't matter to us. Give us something and we're in there like swimmer, right?
Yeah, it's like a package. It's like a big bow. Like, you just want to open it up.
Absolutely. And I got to say, we definitely need to open up and take a look at it, because the links will be in the description as well as the photos will be right here in this part of the show. Our boy Tommy Bell, shout out to Tommy Bell. Our boom. Yes, ma'am. We 1 million VC movie poster. You and Adara Jordan. We're talking about Candy
Cane. I love her.
Right? Let's talk about Adara here, because I got to put her over another one. Great model, great talent in her own right. Can we talk about these drawings? Because God dang it, Tommy hit it to the T. He had every little attention to detail. It was wonderful.
I want to know how long it actually took him to do that. Because, yeah, the attention to detail is outstanding. The color, it pops. It's beautifully done. All of his work is incredible.
Oh, agreed. I think from what I've seen him as well with Candy Cane and featuring you and both Adara respectively, the man just has that. And I'm going to say this right now. I can't even draw a stick figure, for God's sake. I wish I could draw like Tommy Bell could. I think we all could from seeing his style and profile and ways. But at the end of the day, it's like not only the attention to detail. When you have a visual for something and you pay attention to what you want to do, like he's drawn you, he's drawn Adara, he's drawn so many based off a lot of what Don Cross photography. Shout out to Don Cross and his work. Mm-hmm. But God dang it, man. It's just, there's something special about that. There's a lot of keenness to what he does.
I mean, The man's got a talent. I can't draw for shit either, so.
Well, at least we're honest about it. Like, we talked about the honesty form. We're honest about it. But no, there's something to it. And what I love about it, too, as well, is when you get to sketch something, if you have something, you see the visual, and you can put pen to paper, you could just do what have you, tell a story within the pen and paper, the overall canvas, like we mentioned. That's what it's about.
I'm jealous of people who are capable of doing it. I can see things up here, but that's not coming out down here.
No, I'm the same way. Trust me. Like, I'm right there with you. But no, I think from that side of things, and I think the way that we see, much like Tommy does with his canvases, the way that we see women here at LFC, it's a badassery, man. It's internal and external beauty, like we mentioned, folks. But it's just women like Whitney Morgan who come up in here, who's got the fetishes. She's got the dom. She's got the whip. She's got the chain. She's got the... She knows how to dominate.
I had a bunch of those right here on this wall, too. Just
oh, my goodness. Okay. Now, I would say if we could see a peek of it, but I don't know how close you are to the wall. Is it right by your wall? I got to say, we got to see this collection on Whitney Morgan.
Let's see how far I can. Oh, it's going black because there's no light facing that way. And then the light's in the way.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, they're over there. That's the point. They're over there.
Yeah, I have the whole house split up. The whole house is basically turned into a studio, and I have each room split up to different studio sets. So,
fair enough. Dungeon. It's very reminiscent. In the end, this will be showing our age here, but I've always been drawn, like, and my mom was a fan of her growing up, and this is where I get a lot of my taste from. My mom is a big Madonna fan. Like, into the groove. Mom was a big Madonna fan. Into the Groove, you know what I'm saying? She loved that song. She loved Lucky Star. We'll be here all day from the 80s Madonna. But, like, 90s Madonna, when you get to, like, Bedtime Stories and Human Nature, when she's doing the dom thing, express yourself, don't repress yourself. That's where I always go from the dominatrix side of things to that vibe. Like, that music video is iconic.
One of my first Halloween costumes at a not legal age that ended up spurring a huge fight was I made it a point to do the express yourself thing. I took, like, the little cup cones that you get at water filters and stuff. Yeah, I made those into the prop pieces here, split a suit open, went and bought a little pink teddy at the store to wear with it. Yeah. I think I was 13. She was a huge, huge, probably fairly inappropriate inspiration for me in the younger years. So
no, I can respect it. It's like the scene, and I'll mention Human Nature once more. It's like towards the end where she's sitting on the chair and the legs are just like split, and then it comes slowly into the frame like that, and then absolutely no regrets, and she's doing the punching at the end of the video. It's stuff like that from the iconic sex appeal type of vibe. And I've always said this about Madonna, like growing up in the 90s, like Bedtime Stories, like 99 when she did A Beautiful Stranger for the Austin Powers movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Don't Tell Me, which is very, Tell Me Love Isn't True, that one. Music, like, it doesn't matter what era it is, she's timeless.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely. She's touring right now even.
Right? It's not.
Yeah. Oh, I'm jealous I didn't get to. I heard she was in Tampa like a week ago, and I had no idea until I saw people posting pictures and video. I'm like,
oh, yeah. That's true. But I mean, it's one of those things too as well. Not only do we have the music genre that really influences and the influence mm-hmm. of who we are as beings, like you mentioned Madonna, you mentioned Marilyn Manson. It's like, and I'll say this right now, and I mean, she's become very popular over the years. And I mean, you look at someone like a Britney Spears, like when Baby One More Time hit and you mm-hmm. had the schoolgirl attire and everything. Oh my God, like the rage when that came out. Like everybody loved the schoolgirl attire, right?
They either loved it or they hated it. I'm like,
right? But that's
Britney Spears is wild.
She was, man. Like, even through like the tough times, like when she was doing Gimme More and she was having that type of vibe to it, like she was wild. She was a wild one.
Gotta appreciate those ones.
You absolutely do. And I think it's not only the wild ones, but at the end of the day, there's, you know what it is? It's like when people talk about crazy chicks, if you will. For me, it's a good crazy. It's a good crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We're all crazy and unique and different and weird in our own ways.
There's right? a crazy and hot ratio. Typically, the crazier the girl is, the hotter she is.
That is very true. That's absolutely very true. Yes, ma'am. But no,
that's what I hear.
That's what you hear. Okay. Well, no, I can say this and I can tell you straight up and down like 6 o'clock, just talking to you, not only one, number one, awesomeness, but number two, it shows. And I got to say, I see that with the almost sincerity and respect. It shows there's the wildness too, the wild one, if you will. It's a good factor. It's a great attribute, ma'am. Now, I will say this, besides the drawings, besides everything that goes into it, you have so many different great takes within the fetish realm, within the dom realm, the giantess realm, everything that goes into it. I think for being the Jill of all trades that you are and the knowledge that you have obtained, I think it's great just to see how really it's flourishing, the evolution of fetish and modeling, and just how different fetishes have really upped for many, many years now. I think it's wonderful to see people really exploring, right?
It is. It's amazing. Having been in it this long too, just seeing the evolution of it and how deep that fetishes have dived now too. It's not just your stereotypical feet and bondage and et cetera. It's delved deep into the point where I'm like, I have to look this up. I don't even know what this is now.
I think not only just looking it up too in the adaptation that we mentioned earlier, but I think what I love too is it's the fan base. It's the community. Like you see FedCon, you see Exotica and all these great places. Like the fans come out in droves.
I'm trying to think. I want to say Exotica, New Jersey is probably the busiest one of all of them. Good equal balance. As far as like the fetish community is concerned, it is the amount of people that come out, and then good 50-50 shot also is FetishCon too, which I highly recommend if you're a fetishist to check that out. It is an absolute blast. But I think that's another thing that I really enjoy is, since we have all these cool conventions, I get to go there and actually meet fans face-to-face and talk to them on an actual personal level and, you know, put a real, you know, put a face on the Twitter DMs and the emails finally in life. And one of my cats is trying to bring toys to the door right now, so I apologize if you hear screaming.
My cat here too. He's sleeping. He's out cold right now.
I have one sleeping right here, and another one's bringing toys to the door.
You gotta love cats, folks. I say that all the time. Such just amazing creatures, right?
I love animals in general, but yeah, favorites, obviously. A little bit. I love the fan base with the fetish community. By far, so open, loving, caring, concerning. I hate to pigeonhole the porn industry, but a lot of times, not all, but a lot of times, it's just there's no name to the girls' faces as far as that fan base is concerned. There are ones where they do look up and are loyal to certain porn stars. But a lot of the vanilla porn guys are just, they're just scrolling through versus a lot of the fetish guys, they know that we understand them and that we want to know more and cater to their fetish. So they are much more warm and welcoming and loyal to us being fans to us and our content and purchasing customs and saying no to piracy.
I will say this first and foremost, you are not pigeonholing the adult entertainment industry. I will say this, and since we're being honest here, we're very blunt and honest people up in here, as someone who's also interviewed talent in the adult entertainment industry in all facets of life, I can attest that the different fan base is just kind of like the ones that you hear Matt Rife when he's doing a comedy talking about, you know, I scroll through Pornhub, seen it. It's that type of vibe instead of just like actually watching and like, oh, this is cool. We want to engage. We want to learn more. There's different differences in how they do it, right?
That's another reason. Like, I know a lot of people are fearing AI right now. I don't fear it too much for the fetish side of things. Like, sure, it might get to the point where you won't be able to recognize whether or not it's AI or it's an actual real porn at that point in time. But at least hopefully there will be laws instilled that the copying of actual models that you don't have LLCs, copyright, whatever you want to say, that we are a brand, a trademark, that we will have laws in place to not copy us, maybe. But I still believe that our fan base, the fetish fan base, will continue to be loyal to us because of that personal level and that personal touch.
Agreed. It goes with piracy. It goes with AI. If you're loyal to something, you know, buy into it, invest, do what you like and do what you love. And I look at it from a stance like this too. And like, when it comes to that, I think we're always going to be loyal, not just from my standpoint, just my fandom and overall love of women and the people that listen to this show and women like Whitney Morgan over here with the badassery traits once more. I look at it from a stance too as well. you're still going to be loyal no matter what it is. And I think at the end of the day, from the loyalty factor, that's one of the greatest things about this community. When you have the loyalty, when you have the gains, when you have all around united front here, it's the wonderful thing, the most wonderful thing about we do.
It is something I'm really thankful for our community.
Absolutely. And I think we are all thankful for you, ma'am, at what you do and for all the women out there rocking the fetish vibes. And I will say this, we're going to head back to Goddess Among Us here, because not only do we have the turn-ons that we mentioned, what's great about we find about all these girls is not only the turn-ons, but the turn-offs. So let's get back over to Goddess Among Us page, because Whitney Morgan, my goodness gracious, going back to the photo here, folks. We mentioned the turn-ons. This woman loves her some makeup, nail polish, foot worship, everything that is of the worship vibe. We bow down to you, goddess. But the turn-off side of things, smoking, dirty nails, and bad hygiene. Oh my goodness, you have hit the jackpot on three negative traits, but also, my goodness gracious, I'm going to put it like this, to quote Steve Harvey in a comedy sketch, wash your ass. Bad hygiene is definitely a turn-off for many, everybody. You got to look your best. You got to dress to impress, so to speak.
And I mean, it's not like I have like sexual experience in any of that department, but I mean, still at conventions, all of us kind of, this is a we'll go around with a lot of girls where we will, I don't know if giggling maybe is a little bit too light on the subject, but you always have that guy that's coming around the conventions that forgot to wear deodorant today. And he wants to put his arm around you.
Yep. Let's
leave it at that. We're all short. So, you know, that's going either like right in our faces or right on our shoulder. And my God.
Wow.
Ooh, that or, clean, wash your hands. I mean, I took off my fake nails right now, but yeah, wash your hands. And I have asthma, so I've never been a fan of smoking. And it smells bad. No offense to anybody who smokes. I just don't want it around me.
That reminds me when I was in sixth grade, and I don't know if this woman is still alive, but I had a health teacher back in the name. Her name is Mrs. Starkman, older woman, right? So health teacher in elementary school, a couple of us, like when we were just, school was over or whatever it was, might've been during lunch, but we saw our health teacher just smoking right in the back of the, I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? We got DARE up in here. We got health and, you know, all of this and all that. Don't do this. Don't do that. And this one's just over here smoking like a fucking chimney. Okay. Like whatever. I see how it is.
If she came back and she wanted to give you guys any sass, be like, I saw you out there. You're no health expert.
Like fuck that. Like Jesus, like, come on. We know like, And like this has happened a couple times. It's like when like we went to the Bayway Arts Center growing up on Long Island, one of the big play spots that we went to field trips. We would see like plays, like they would have like a Christmas Carol or whatever it was, whatever holiday. I remember we saw one of them and we like walking across going to the back and it's like the dude who played Scrooge was like just smoking. He's like getting into the category, to the character. I'm like, bruh, all you got to say is bah humbug. Merry Christmas, everyone. Give me a little Tiny Tim action.
You want to have that extra raspy voice. You know.
Yes, it's stuff that you remember vividly as a kid. Like you're going to that stuff, and it's like, okay, you want to tell us about drug abuse resistance education? Excuse me. And then, boom, here we are. Reminds me.
Not what it stood for. I totally forgot. I just found my old DARE shirt the other day. Not the other day, like 6 months ago. Time flies. I totally forgot what it stood for.
Yep, drug abuse resistance education. You're welcome.
It didn't work for me, but thank you.
No, it's okay. You know what it reminds me of too? I'll bring everybody back to 2001. Crazy Town. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my boyfriend.
I saw them in concert like 2 years ago. They came here to Orlando, like played in a parking lot. And we're like, let's go.
Okay. It doesn't matter if it's a parking lot or you're on stage. Butterfly is the fucking jam. Let's just put it out there. Like Butterfly.
Yes, for us millennials, Butterfly was definitely the jam.
Swifty. Friggin' Swifty with his blonde hair and his tats. Yeah, I remember.
I can't. Yeah, he had blonde hair still.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. I think, you know what it is too, and what I love about this topic here as well as the bad hygiene, it reminds me of, well, for the wrestling fans out there, the Nasty Boys had a move called the Pit Stop, where they would take the guy and put it under his armpit like that. But it also reminds me
it's
of like
a good move though.
It is. It's a great heel move. But also at the end of the day, too, it reminds me of like the Fairly Odd Parents, that episode with Timmy Turner, where he does, you know, he's like, I want to eat junk food all day, you know, not bait, just do whatever I want. And then he friggin' has candy all day, and then he lifts up his armpits, and then you see the cartoon, like, kind of type of vibe, which is supposed to teach kids, hey, shower, eat the proper food groups, what have you. But at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, that's what I remember, just him sticking up the armpits. That's what it's like.
It's always those weird little nuances that stick. You never really get like the full picture of it anymore. Never got the educational aspect. It was just those little weird things that might keep you up at night.
Oh, absolutely. And not only smoking and the bad hygiene, like we mentioned, but dirty nails. And I will say this very well, because you know, you got to cut your nails. That's why we have nail clippers. You know what I'm saying? Just a little nail clipper action.
Not even that. It's like the people, well, yeah. I mean, getting tickled by people who have sharp, unkept nails is a living hell. But it's not even the long length of it. It's like, it's just, there's dirt underneath. So I don't know where your hands have been.
Right. And also, you don't want to wind up like friggin' Kiefer Sutherland and the rest of the Lost Boys, friggin' taking a nap with their friggin' long ass feet and friggin' long ass nails, friggin' just hanging about in the Lost Boys, for God's sake. That's what it's like.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Right. But it's a classic, man. Just friggin' the long ass nails that go out to here. And it's like, fuck. But no, I get it. I totally get it. And now we'll go up to the favorite food here. Tacos, tacos, tacos. Not even anything else, just tacos. Like, first of all, right there with you. What type of taco we talk about? Soft shell taco, extra taco? What are we talking about?
I like all of them. There is not a taco I won't eat. There's a pun in there. It started as a joke at FetishCon actually one year. Bobby from Demon Seed Radio is one of my best friends, and him and another male talent, Damian Starr, were joking around and hanging out at FetishCon bored without me, because typically at FetishCon I will work 12 to 18 hour days. If people want to shoot me, I'm gonna be there. I'll show up sober, on time ish. And I had been shooting nonstop for, probably hadn't eaten in over 24 hours. They went and got Taco Bell from me. And then that Taco Bell, they carried around the sack for hours, to the point where hard shell tacos were soft-shell tacos. And I thought it would be funny when they gave me the tacos for me to sit down on the red carpet. They leave it out throughout the weekend. They do it for like the meet and greet. You walk through on the red carpet, take pictures of the meet and greet, and then Sunday they have the actual ball where you do the red carpet, but they leave it out there. So I sat down on the red carpet and I gang banged my face with tacos. The video is there somewhere. I keep asking Bobby to find it again. I know that, you know, his iPhone with, you know, half a terabyte of information on there, it's buried in there somewhere. But I gang banged my face with tacos. And since then, everybody said I was a taco fetishist and that's my favorite thing to eat in the world. It really is. It's all the way to the point where this little guy over here, who is also on my arm here, his name is Taco. So I'm just letting like the stories and the fetishism and the obsession with tacos continue to flow and go out in the universe for the sake of entertainment.
First of all, I like the little pun, number one, but also number two, who doesn't love a good taco? And number three, Taco Tuesdays, like every day, tacos
in general. Every day's a taco.
Every day's a taco. But no, what I also appreciated too as well is like another popular fetish. You even look at it, like you mentioned, gang banging tacos, like food fetishes.
I'm like shoving in my face like, no. That's to find that video.
All right. Well, if you do, send it my way. I definitely have to watch this. That's awesome. But no, food fetishes is also a very popular thing. Like there's something, like we talk about, there's something for everybody, but who doesn't like munching, if you will, you know?
I mean, I have a big food. I have a feederism fetish too. Like it's not a sexual thing for me. I just like feeding people. I like seeing that euphoria on their face, that satisfaction, you know, the serotonin from having something. That's probably another reason I really love baking and cooking too, is like, yes, eat for me.
Well, I will say this, that is a great fetish as well, because I'm going to say, not only can I assume that you make not only just great food like we talked about from the sweet tooth side of things, but I agree from the serotonin levels, but also at the same time, it's not like the Jerry Springer episodes where like the girls are like rubbing food all over themselves. It's not like that type of sexual vibes, but I definitely see the overall thing of just the overall ambiance and love of just seeing other people eat and just enjoying your food, worshiping food, so to speak.
That's why mukbang, that mukbang fetish is a big thing too. That's just watching a girl put down an exorbitant amount of food, not like face stuffing or overeating to the level where it's like a mess. It's just eating a plethora of stuff. I'm like, I can get down with that.
It can. And I think what I do appreciate not only about the food side of things is, and I got to say, we talk about you being a wide assortment and accoutrement, like you mentioned, the plethora there and the overall everything that goes into your overall being. Man, I got to say, if you've not rocked the vote, which you should rock the vote for Whitney Morgan over here and Goddess Among Us, you should, right up in your grill. She's honest. She's blunt. She likes tacos right over here.
Pause everything and don't do it now.
That was the greatest like plug right ever. Why don't you do it now? Do it right now. I want
while you. While you're thinking about it, you just hit the little pause button, mosey on over, hit the vote button.
I gotta say, best of luck to you in the Goddess Among Us contest, people. Go vote for her. Like, who does, again, tacos, friggin' love, fetishes, and everything, the whole way through the stomach for your food, everything in general, man. You are wide away, and you're a right assortment, and you are a bunch of awesomeness is what you are, Miss Whitney Morgan.
Why, thank you.
You're very welcome. And before we do close this out, because we got to learn a lot about you today and really talk about the different fetishes that you like and just really put a bright light on the community and the many people and facets of it, I got to say, number one, the overture's here. Anytime you want to come back on for round two, you're more than welcome. I really had a blast talking to you tonight.
I'd love to.
Thank you. And number two, do you have any, well, before we do the social medias, I want to ask you any final words to the LFC faithful besides your fragileness? Because as we now know, Whitney Morgan is, you beat me to the punch because I love asking that question. You will not be seeing Whitney Morgan in the LFC ring, but hey, if you want to judge or do something, I'm sure we can have you involved.
I've been in a lot of car accidents.
All right,
and
fair
I'm
enough.
Very uncoordinated and I'm old. So I wouldn't fare very good. Like, you know, if you just want to see me get beaten up and tossed around, because yes, the most of the wrestling sites like Women's Mat Wrestling that I do work for, that's pretty much what they have me do. I'm a kind of a bad guy and I get my ass kicked by the other girl. Unless it's like super duper scripted, we break a few times where I'm like, am I doing it right? But yeah, I am. I'm very fragile.
I will say this. First of all, as soon as you said car wrecks, I'm like, yeah. And first of all, I'm glad that you're with us and you survived those as you do, as survivors do. But God dang it, man. Like, first of all,
I just lost like 3 Celicas in my life.
Jesus. Well, I mean, also, we got to talk about this heel thing here, because you're pretty much, it's just like, okay, I'm going to be the heel. I'm going to be the bad guy. And then I'm just going to take, I'm going to do the job. I'm going to do the honors and get my ass kicked. I like your style. Yeah. A lot of people like that. A lot of people.
I normally get paired up with girls that really know what they're doing. So I'll be like, just throw me around. It's cool.
Yeah, judo.
You know what you're doing. Huh?
Hip toss. I said judo, hip toss. Go ahead. Throw me. Do what you need to do.
Like Sarah Brooke. She's normally the ones that beats me up a lot. I love her to bits and pieces. Bella Inc., another one where I'm like, go ahead, you know what you're doing. Toss me around, it's cool.
I gotta say, she's become like, speaking of Bella Inc., one of the feisty ones in LFC. She just came off a great
job. She is very feisty. I love
good
her.
God. Like, she just came off about in Florida for LFC 39, Goddess Among Us at Kissimmee, Florida. Got a win over the great Jennifer Thomas, Jenny Bloody Valentine. The woman is vicious, and she can kick, she can hit, she can throw. My God, I know you've seen it. She is, but at the end of the day, she isn't very much a sweetheart. Right? Let's put that out. Yeah. Sweetheart, but holy hell, Jesus. But yeah, no, that is what you get with LFC, and that's what you get with the Goddess Among Us contest. Bella Inc.'s in it. Whitney Morgan's in it. A lot of great women are in it. Go to goddessamongus.com to the contest and check it out. You can vote. You can do it as many times as you want. You could click. We can mosey on over as we do the little signs once more and pause the video and check it out. We're almost doing like a wobble wobble, drop it like it's hot. Do what you need to do. Do what you want to do. And we in living color, baby. So check it out and rock the boat. Whitney Morgan, before we close this out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where were social medias? Because there's so many out there nowadays. God dang it. Where can we follow you? The floor.
I know. There's too many of them. MissWhitneyMorgan.com is my main member site where I do have links to everything on there. Twitter is where I predominantly post everything because I'm allowed to, and that's Ms. Whitney Morgan. Instagram, I'm on my 4th one. So if I'm there tomorrow, it's Ms. Whitney Morgan 3.0. I have a Facebook. I'm kind of locked out of it. I gave up a long time ago. They don't really like me too much. Miss Whitney Morgan on YouTube. It's either Ms. or Miss. Again, another one that I've been kicked off so many times. Miss Whitney Morgan on TikTok. If that's still around tomorrow, I don't know. Twitter's the best, though. Ms. Whitney Morgan on Twitter and MissWhitneyMorgan.com.
First off,
this will never go away.
First off, check out the website and please give her a follow because you are a great follow for owning your content and images. Let's put that out there.
I try to be entertaining.
You are. I can tell as we're vibing off of this, folks. We can see the entertainment and the angelic vibes and the flow and the face, the grill. If you hear all up in here, we can see it. We love it. We respect you. But also at the same time, I love just the promotion of like, yeah, maybe on TikTok. Yeah, maybe be on Instagram because they are. The community guidelines are a son of a bitch. They are a son of a bitch.
Well, that and I guess TikTok is going to be banned from the United States. So who knows?
Yeah,
I just started putting effort into it. So I'm like, to hell with it, I guess.
But if you want your mainstay, if you want some of Miss Whitney Morgan, Miss, say it properly, MWM, Behavi, check her out on the Twitter front and check her out in GoddessAmongUsContest.com. And if you want to check out Lingerie Fighting Championships, which you should, because god dang it, man, this show is on the VIP section featuring women like this and many other guests on the LFC podcast. Check out our boy. We mentioned him earlier in the show, T-Bell and himself. I'm not talking about Taco Bell, even though Taco Bell.
You're not?
Even though Taco Bell is the bomb. And we're talking about Tommy Bell art, sketchy and funny, season one. Check it out. The man is a whiz when it comes to the pen and paper and a little pencil and everything that comes into the paints. The man is like Bob Ross, but bald headed. Check him out. Tommy Bell art, sketchy and funny, all on the VIP section of the LFC website and the LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils and LFC 39 Goddess Among Us events now available.
As a lot to remember to say. I am impressed.
You know what it is? You do it. You love it, much like you do with your content, as we all do, folks. It's something that we have to get out there. We market, we do the damn thing. Go out there, watch it, because we love you, we respect you. And, well, we're telling you, why don't you go and do it now? We want you. I'm pointing the finger. Boom. And, as always with this show, it's all laughs, it's all fun, it's all entertainment. But at the end of the day, the message, much like the title of this show, Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are, and Miss Whitney Morgan, the goddess herself, I include you in those sentiments. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. So happy you had me on.
As am I. Round two, we coming back, and we'll get some tacos after that.
Ding, ding, ding. All right.
Come talk to me. I love the way you're on to me. Looking at you, looking like you're wondering if we're here for the same reason. And I bet you wanna lay in the sun, getting love drunk, sticking like honey. Yeah, I bet you're here for some fun with that someone, feeling that something. If you're looking for a good time, good time, honey, I'm right here, I'm right here. If you're looking for a good night, good vibes, honey, I'm right here, I'm right here. And I'm ready for you. And I love you in your summer skin, looking at you, looking like you're in. If you're looking for a good time, honey, I'm